for sweet corn production, we know the insecticide spraying is a very, it has an intensive scheme for insecticide spraying. And then Dr. Sparks has did some work on vegetable oil effect on corn earworm and other ear-feeding insects. We continued his work, and we also in 2005 we saw a similar release. In Peru, the Peruvian subsistence farmers, they use vegetable oil to kill corn earworm and to reduce the corn earworm damage. We thought, based on all of the previous study, we thought, why don't we continue on and look into the different vegetable oil effect on insect damage. So we look at six different vegetable oils, also added controls to look at the effect on insect damage. We also assessed the different plant growth stage effect, pre-pollination and a post-pollination effect on the insect damage. Look at a corn earworm as well as sap beetle. Those are the two major pests on the sweet corn production in South Georgia. We use the silver queen sweet corn as our variety, and the six vegetable oils we use canola oil, corn, olive, peanut, sesame, and soybean oils. The two positive controls we got from Dr. Riley, the anemics, and in the slides in this presentation I used is neem, and then the sun spraying oil. And the one negative control we used was the water. And for the two timing, one is the pre-pollination, so the silk, just the fresh silk, and the other one, the post-pollination, would be the one after pollination, when the silk started to dry. For the insects, we evaluate the corn earworm and the sap beetles. You can see it's a multiple species. We just count the number of beetles and the larvae. For the evaluation of the damage, for corn earworm damage on sweet corn, we use the reading scales Dr. Sparks has established. Zero is non-damage. If it's only silk damage, we call it a one. If there's only cob damage, no kernel damage, we call it a two. And with kernel damage, we call it a three. For sap beetles, we just count a number of adult beetles as well as a larvae. And then we also examine the husk extension as well as the smut. I just thought for today's presentation, we just look at insect-related factors. The experiment was a randomized complete block design. For the data analysis, we use a PROC-GLM as well as a MANOVA to do the correlation. And excuse me. What is this? And we'll look at the corn earworm damage first, then we'll look at the number of sap beetles and larvae we recorded. Then we look at the correlation for the results. That's how the results will be arranged. First, let's look at the corn earworm damage. When we look at the mean from the 2 years data, you can see here the neem, sesame oil, as well as the sunscreen oil. Those are the three should affect, reduce the corn earworm damage. And I would like to see the y-axis is the corn earworm damage reading, the zeros, a range between zero and three. And the x-axis is the vegetable oil treatment. They were start with canola in alphabetic order. Canola, corn, neem, olive oil, peanut, sesame, soybean, sunscreen oil, the number eight, and the last column is the water. You can see the line on this graph, that all the other graphs are also arranged in the same way. The nine is the mean from all the nine treatments. You can see there are four treatments. The mean was below the line. And so the three, you can see that with the least damage in comparison to the control for this graph. Then this is overall data. Then we saw the year between year between the 2 years might be a difference. Also, the treatment at a different stage might be an effect. So we look at it separately. When we look at it from within a year, look at a different stage. Stage one from all these slides will stand for pre-pollination treatment. And stage two will stand for the after-pollination treatment. You can see for stage one, earlier treatment for 2006, the overall mean is lower at the pre-pollination treatment in comparison to the post-pollination treatment. Then, when we look at individual treatment, neem oil significantly reduced the corn earworm damage on both pre and after pollination. And also sunspray oil treatment also has a lower corn earworm damage. When we look at the 2007 data, you can see the corn earworm damage reading was significantly lower in comparison with the 2006 data. And here I want to point out, you can see the pre-pollination treatment clearly significantly reduced the corn earworm damage by the mean, this line on the two graphs. But it should, for the statistical analysis pre-pollination, it showed no difference among night treatment, although the overall the damage was lower. But for the after pollination treatment, you can see corn, sesame oil, as well as sunspray oil, they had a significantly reduced the corn earworm damage. When we get the mean of 2 years data and just look at a different stage, clearly the earlier pre-pollination treatment is the way to go. They reduce the insect damage. Then the neem oil for the pre-pollination treatment, neem oil is the best. And after pollination, the sunspray oil, it's bad. Sunspray oil as well as the corn and the sesame, those three, they're about the same. They're the best treatments. Then we move on, look at the Saf beetle data. Again, we look at it the same way like what we did with the corn earworm data. You can see among the nine treatment here, the peanut oil had the most number of Saf beetle recorded. I was really surprised, and also I'm excited to see this data. I will explain later why. And then also you can see sesame oil as well as sunspray oil that attracted the least number of the Saf beetle. When we look at the data, the 2006 data, pre-pollination and after pollination, clearly pre-pollination treatment again is the most effective. The overall mean among the night treatment, they are significantly lower than the after pollination. Again, all the Saf beetle for the overall mean, we saw the highest amount of peanut oil, and it's all mostly contributed by the after pollination treatment. The peanut oil attracted the most number of bugs, beetles. And then the sunspray oil had the least number of Saf beetle for the after pollination. And then the sesame oil for the pre-pollination treatment is the best and had the least number of Saf beetle. And the beetle adults for 2007, again, pre-pollination is better than the after pollination. And had at least we had a less number of insects in 2007 in comparison with 2006. And when we look at a stage difference for the 2 years data, it reflected the overall mean. I won't go into detail. And the Saf beetle larvae, we recorded this in 2007. You can see, again, the larvae of Saf beetle significantly higher at after pollination treatment. Then we thought it might be caused by the higher number of adults. This is a larvae from the both stage. You can see the neem oil, peanut oil, as well as the soybean, they have the highest number, and those three corn, sesame, and sunscreen all had the least number of larvae recorded. Overall, we selected, you can see, just bearing in mind the mean itself of the line, we selected for corn earworm there are 4 oils, and for sap beetle there are 3 treatments. 3 treatments that are the best for reducing insect damage. And a correlation, corn earworm damage correlated with the beetle adults as well as beetle larvae, and the beetle adults and the larvae, they are correlated through the logic as well. And conclusion, corn earworm study, the corn, neem, sesame, and the sunspray, they are the best oil, the vegetable oil, as well as positive control, the sunspray oil. Zusa can be used for corn earworm control. And for the, beside the corn earworm damage, when we look at a sap beetle, the peanut oil attracted most sap beetle. And the corn, sesame, and the sunspray oil, they had in addition to the corn earworm effective for corn earworm treatment, also was effective for sap beetle adult treatment. And for the treatment, for the different stage, it should be treated for pre-pollination. And also, I would like to point out the corn earworm damage and the sap beetle damage was correlated. Where do we go here? And I was frequently asked, are you going to suggest farmers to spray a vegetable oil on the corn silk to control corn earworm damage and the sap beetles? We thought this basic practice in some of the areas in the world, we can look into beyond that, examine why, to further conduct why some of them are attracting some of the insects and some of them are reducing the damage. If we can do the fractioning on the chemical involved with these oils, can we find another new trap technology for the attraction? Also, if we can identify what's the factor killing those insects or reducing the damage, can we have a new category of insecticide? That's our dream. I just want to stop there. Thank you all for your attention.
Any questions for Ben Z?
Yep.
Is there any information as to why you started saying that the Peruvian farmers were spraying edible oil? Is there any reason why they were doing it? Is it a cost issue? Or?
I think the cost issue. They just squirt the vegetable oil. Like the picture we got, we saw on the
CIMIT news release, CIMIT website. They just squirt the vegetable oil to kill the corn earworm. I think it's a cost issue. Yep. Sorry. Yeah. Let me clarify that. Probably I didn't mention it clear earlier. What we did is we put a half mil of vegetable oil equally on each the top ear on every plant in our experimental plots. That's how we did it. Yes?
What's
the sap beetle? Sap beetle, it's a Coleoptera nitidilidae. And I think of all the scientific name, it's in the index of the program. Okay. I could go back and show you the. Yep. I was trying to. Carpophilus species.
Any other questions?
Yes. We just use pure oil, all the we got from the grocery store for the vegetable oil. Yes. Yeah. Half mil. Huh? just one time.